inhibits for some time. He is the covering cherub over the Chinese ministry. We love and respect him very much. So thank him for coming, and I'll let him come on.
We have two Bible verses we need to read. The first one is Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19 to 21. Verse 19 to 21. For the people shall dwell in Zion and Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand, or whenever you turn to the left. Another Bible verse is Gospel John, chapter 1. Gospel John, chapter 1, from 1 to 18. 1 to 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the light was the light of man. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to him he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we behold his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness to him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I say, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the Lord was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. Okay, let's pray. Lord Jesus, we love You. Nothing is important for You. We want to closer to You. We like to dwell in Your bosom, just like You dwell in the bosom of the Father. Oh Lord, we thank You. Lord, You love every brother and sister here. Lord, send down Your revelation. Send down Your words. Send down Your light, so Your word can be the lantern of our feet and can guide us. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Our eyes are look upon You. You're not only the author and finisher of our faith. You will lead our work and You will lead my teaching. Oh Lord, I give You the grace. I give You the glory. I give You the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Trinity God is in very harmony. In this Bible mentioned, in the beginning, we can remember in the Genesis, it also mentioned beginning. At that time, God created heaven and earth. And then it mentioned about the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God moved upon the third face of the water. And then on the third verse, it mentioned about God said. You see, the Word. So in Gospel of John, it mentioned, in the beginning was the Word. Father created the world through His beloved Son. So Father planted and the Son carried out, and the Holy Spirit make it existent, make it real. So they are in very, very harmony. So this Bible mentioned in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the later Bible verse, we know the Word came into flesh. We know it's Jesus Christ. So the Word was God. So the Son has He is the exact, not more and not less, exact in image of the Heavenly Father. So they work very harmony in creation, the creation the world, creation every creature. And on the third verse, it mentioned everything was through the Son. Everything through the Son. So Son is the creator of all creation. And the third verse. And the fourth verse, and the light shine in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And then it mentioned about there's a man called John. He introduced the light. Introduced the light to this world. And some people receive and some people reject. But those who receive Jesus, receive His name, the Lord gives them the right to become the children of God. So in their body, in their heart, they have the life of Jesus. That's the life. It was lost when the Lord created Adam and Eve. They rebelled the God, and with our God. So some people receive, some people reject. So those who receive Jesus Christ, they are born again. They are born again. But as you know, the Lord wants us from glory to glory. The Lord wants us to go into a deeper, deeper relationship with the Lord. That's the reason why our Heavenly Father created the whole universe, created the world. He's longed for the things he praise the Lord. I trust the Lord and give me the special gift. So when they're born again, they have the life of Christ. But the Lord wants us to have a closer relationship, just like the Garden of Eden. And in the New Jerusalem, it's the same. He wants some people to love him and willing to do everything for him so we can gain his life. So when we were born again, become a Christian, I remember that time I was in high school. And from 17th grade to 18th grade at that time. So I attend a summer camp, and my friend prayed for me. Suddenly, I feel the power of the Holy Spirit. At that time, I was born again. But later, in a Sunday night meeting, I just feel I want to have God more. I want to close Him more. So I stand up in the meeting and pray. Suddenly, I just feel a power from my head coming in. I know that's the beginning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. One pastor mentioned, when he saw the Bible, Acts, when they filled by the Holy Spirit, they are full of power. But pastor just feels strange. Why am I powerless? So in the first century, that's the grace of the Lord. When people get baptized by the Holy Spirit, they also got the power. So both, baptized by the Holy Spirit and the power. But sometimes a Christian, we only got the baptized of the Holy Spirit, but we don't have too much power. Sure, when we were baptized by the Holy Spirit, you can feel the close relationship with Jesus. My sister, when he was baptized, he came to our church and she fasted 3 days. Finally, he just earnestly seek the Lord. Finally, the Lord used his Holy Spirit to heal her. When he go back to the seminary, she studied in a seminary. When she prayed, he just feel the inspiration and leading of the Holy Spirit very abundantly. And he saw the other student just not too much feeding and not too many leading. So, you know, we have to go deeper from our born again and to be filled by the Holy Spirit. And the key of we will be baptized the Holy Spirit is we were willing to surrender ourselves totally and completely. We see a lot of example in the Old Testament when Moses, the Lord ordered him to build the tabernacle. He do everything. He has clever from his background. He learned all the knowledge of Egypt, but the Lord don't want him to use that. Human nature, worldly nature. The Lord teach him, you must do the tabernacle according to the heavenly style. Now, heavenly style. So Moses have to do everything according to God's will. So when Moses do everything step by step, step by step, step by step. And then she set up tabernacle, and the glory of the Lord filled the whole tabernacle. So sometimes I encourage you, brother and sister, when you sing the song, you sing with all your heart, from the first verse to the last verse. Sometimes I just do my best from the first verse to the last verse. I pour down my heart to the Lord, and when I sing to the end, suddenly the Lord anointing me. So I know when we're willing to surrender ourselves, love Him and follow Him and do the thing He pleased and do our best, He will fill us with His glory. So there are so many degrees. I remember one time Nitas mentioned that Christian has 32 or 33 different levels. So there's still some obstacle we have to overcome. On the Bible, we read on Isaiah 30. I think this morning the Lord put this Bible verse in my heart. And the first verse we read, "For the people who dwell in Zion and Jerusalem, you shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When He hears it, He will answer you." Our Lord is gracious. So when Israel, we know in Israel, in the wilderness, when Moses go to the mountain, and then the people waiting down in the mountain, so they didn't see Moses coming down. So they began to worship the idol, the golden calf. So at that time, when Moses comes down from the heaven, he just hear the noise. He don't know what happening in the camp. But later he find out people worship the idol. So he's so angry. He throw his tape stone on the ground and break it. So later when God summoned Moses come to the mountain, at that time the Lord, he wants to make Himself clear. He don't want His people feel He is a very bossy God, easy to angry. No, our God is full of grace. So the Bible we read, when we cry, He hears. And it's very interesting. On the verse 20, the Lord give you bread of adversity and give you water affliction. You know, bread and water is daily. We have to consume daily. Every day we need to eat bread. We need to drink water. It's daily. But why? Why the Lord give us adversity and affliction? Affliction. Because our Lord is a gentleman. He want us, He created us. He don't want us to be a machine. So He give us the free will. He let us to choose to follow Him. I remember one time when I was very, very young Christian. We have a retreat on the riverside. So it's a very beautiful camp. And after we play the basketball, we have a meeting. Maybe it's an evening meeting. And the Lord tell me, don't run too fast. Because the next problem, we're going to have a meeting. And finally, I'm too young. So I like basketball. So I joined. I not only join. I jump too high. I yell too loud. After that, I just feel the Holy Spirit. Bye-bye. The Lord is a gentleman. He wants us to use our free will to follow Him. One time when I was in the military, I worked in the, some people from Taiwan, they know, military, the camp, there's some store in the military camp. And I'm the manager. So I never learned commercial or anything like that. Even the how to calculate money, how to record it. So the former manager, he made the whole thing mess. They dancing, they drinking, they eating the food, and they consume a lot of things and money gone. So the office, the leader in the camp, he asked me to do for the manager of that work. And I don't know how to calculate. So I'm afraid I'm doing the wrong. So every day I calculate something not right. So fortunately, I still have time to go to the meeting. So one night when I go to the meeting, it was glorious. And the power of the Lord suddenly came upon me. Oh, joy! What a joy! I'm so happy. Go back to the camp. And they say, you have something not right in this. At that time, before that, I just feel my dam. The body is like a dam, full of glory, full of joy. I only said one line, L-I-E. Suddenly, I feel the Spirit of the Lord, the water in the dam. So I have to make it up. So for a few days, I pray. Finally, I tell the truth. But anyway, the Lord did a miracle. When I was in the gate, I'm a manager, but I still have to keep going. So I stand there. Suddenly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. So I jump up and down. And next day, the next person to take the manager's job, and he told me he has found something. So I know, oh, the problem is that. So everything solved. God supernaturally solved every problem. And then I had 3 days honor vacation. So I'm happy. I just want to teach people with the fundamental things, you know. Yeah, so that's the reason. Because the Lord is a gentleman. Why the Lord want to lead David into so many difficulties? Because if the Lord don't lead him to that kind of adversity and affliction, David will not humble down. He will not humble down. And our Lord is a very gracious God. I just mentioned when Israel sinned, so the Lord once more summoned Moses to come to the mountain. And Moses came to the mountain. And the Lord wants to clear himself. He wants people to know what the people they worship is what kind of God. So the Lord proclaim the Lord of compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in love and faith. prepared love for thousands, but he forgave wicked rebellion and sin. But later, in a later part, imagine that he will visit the iniquity of the father upon children and children's children to the third and fourth generation. The Lord is so gracious, full of compassion. So many miracles, even in the Sabbath, Jewish people, they were circumcised their children at 8 day. Even it is Sabbath day. And when some cattle or sheep fall into the pit or into the well, Jewish people will pull them out. But when the compassion of the Lord, he wants to express his compassion. He saw the lady, he was infirm by the enemy for 18 years. So he just full of compassion, so he healed her. But it made Jewish people very, very angry. Very angry. Our Lord is a very compassionate, full of grace and slow to anger. But on the contrary, sometimes we are very easy jump to the conversion. I know some people, sometimes, maybe myself is an example, sometimes we are angry. We didn't even know what we are angry for. Sometimes we didn't know the whole truth, but our temper coming up. But our Lord is not like that. He is slow to anger. So, especially intercessor, we have to know the character of God. Because it's very common. Sometimes we know the swamp. There are a lot of dirty things. Sometimes we'll feel so angry. But we have to put ourselves down. We have to ask the Lord, give his heart and give his sign and help us to stand on his position to pray for the situation. Because our weapon of because the weapon of our spiritual warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. What is the purpose? Pull down the stronghold. Cast down the argument. Every argument. And every high thing that rises against the knowledge of the God. And bring every thought into capacity to the obedience of Christ. So when we are overcome our flesh from baby's situation and gradually we become a habit, we want to please him, we give our rights to him, we give our will to him, all our heart is, we want his glory. We want his will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So that's our heart. That's our heart. So the Lord will train us. The best place to train you in Isaiah chapter 30, he mentioned about teachers. It's plural. Not only one teacher. So the best way we learn how to listen to the Holy Spirit is in a small group. Everybody in harmony, people love you, and you pray so many times. Sometimes I have the burden, and the other person has the same burden. So it's a confirmation. But we have to be very careful. We have to be careful. Even I know Nita, when the Lord speaks to him, to her, sorry. He will double check and see if other thoughts or other prophets, they have the same burden. So we have to we have to check our feeling. One brother, he mentioned, when he walked in the parking lot, and he suddenly feel something come into his mind. And the word is, when your dad's birthday, he will be completely healed. But later, his dad didn't got healed. So sometimes Christian will have some thoughts come into our mind. Yeah, there are a lot of thoughts. One thought is from the Lord. One thought is from the angel. One thought is from the enemy. One thought is ourselves. So we have to distinguish the difference. So we can be very mature in listening the voice of the Lord. So it's a very good environment, small group. We pray together. Sometimes one sister got a vision and you have the same burden. So then it's a confirmation. Gradually, you will grow up in this field. So that's the one teacher. And the other is Bible. Bible is very, 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 very solid and everlasting. If you have the Bible words, you don't have the Spirit, you will dry up. If you have the Spirit, you don't have the Word, you will blow up. But if you have the Bible and also the Holy Spirit, you will grow up. So we need to learn in many fields. So we need to start it from the foundation, gradually listen to the Holy Spirit and double check. If the Lord put some people that used to listen to the Lord and very correct in beside you, that can be a very help, very good mentor. It is very real. So it's our Pastor Nina is a very good example. Yeah. So I know every brother and sister can receive from the Lord, but some people they are used to listen to the Lord and very accurately. We need to come to these kind of people and learn from them. And also, whenever I listen to anybody teaching, I will refer to Bible and think, is this doctrine, is his teaching in the Bible? Is the same with the Bible true meaning? Every time I would do that. So Bible become a tool, the Lord, a very important tool to lead us, to guide us. Sometimes the Lord even used the enemy to speak something. Sometimes we need to listen. But one time, one sister came to me. He's a newly Christian, maybe 2 or 3 years. He learned to love the Lord, and her behavior changed a lot. And he asked the person daily live with her, and not very happy with her. So he asked them, "Am I changed?" I guess they give him the white eyes. I don't know how to say. So if you want to get advice, you better ask the people who love you, support you, so they can give you a very good advice. So now that's the many ways we learn along the way. Learn along the way. Our heart is open to the Lord and are willing to want us to give our right and will to Him. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve have a very close relation with the Lord. And the Lord gave them the authority to rule the whole universe. But they lost. So Jesus Christ has to come. Sometimes we think about the crucifixion. Every time we think about the hardship of Jesus Christ. But today, when I kneel down on death, the Lord suddenly gave me a picture. It's a picture of Abraham. Abraham, he sacrificed his son. I guess his heart is, I think, is in battle. Very painful. And Abraham take a boy along with him. And finally, they go to the mountain and go to the mountain top. I know it's very, very difficult for Abraham. Every parent, father, you know, if their child is suffering, not only say he himself have to sacrifice this boy. So it's a very, very painful situation. Very, very painful. Suddenly the Lord let me experience the cry of the Father. Father is so pain. Saw his son at the end of his journey. He was mocked by the people. And when he was crucified on the cross, every human sin put on the body of Jesus Christ. At that time, Heavenly Father had to turn his face. And Jesus cried aloud, why do you deserve me? The Lord just let me feel the pain of the Father. So we have double reason. But when we double reason, we're willing to give our right and give our will. The first is the painful experience of Jesus Christ. That's so many people we talk about it, but the other, the Father, his heart is so painful to see his son crucified on the cross. So we have double reason, and the Lord's will is he wants to find somebody to reign with him. With close relationship as son and father. And the son is in the bosom of the father. They co-work to perform, to create the whole world. So he wants some people he can put his love on them. And they are willing to sacrifice everything, change our temper and short line and to his everlasting life. There's a Bible verse mentioned. Most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground, have to fall. Sometimes we are not willing to fall. We don't want to put our faith down. We have to the grain have to fall and die. Unless it will remain the same. But if the grain die, it will produce much grain. He who loved his life will lose it. He who hate his life in this world, he will keep it to eternity. So it's a change. Temporary suffering, exchange, eternal life, eternal glory. And the Lord wants these kind of people to sit along with Him to rule the Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, and to rule the whole universe. So it's worthy. It's worthy. Along the way, our Lord is our Chinese say La La Dui. He always encourages us. When we cannot stand, and suddenly He comes and hold us, help us to go forward. We see not only Nita, we see a lot of people in the Old Testament. They go through the same situation, die to themselves. The Lord has to bring David to a very, very difficult situation. One step. He said, one step, I'm done. At that time, the Lord break His will. On the 1 Samuel chapter 23, starting from that, you see David will seek the Lord every time and everything. Seek the Lord. So the Lord, in the end, the Lord mentioned David is a man, please Him. Because he is willing to do everything according to His will. It's a challenge. And with a great reward. Great reward. When we're in the baby Christian, we're doing everything according to our will. But later, we find out we'd rather put down ourselves. Sometimes, you know, the word, the idol is ourselves. In Revelation chapter 10, when angel gave the apostle John, let him see the scroll. Sometimes we prepare some meeting. If we lead a meeting, you can feel the anointing of the Spirit. Very sweet. When we study the Bible, the Holy Spirit comes. Very sweet. So sometimes some meeting, because the people's need, so the anointing comes upon you is very strong. And in Galatians chapter 6, it mentions, if we are nothing and we think we're something, we're deceive ourselves. So it's very common when we in the anointing of the Spirit, we think we are Superman. We're very high. But the life has to be changed. The truth has to be complete upon us. That's the experience is very not easy. So it's bitter in your belly. There are so many examples. People, they have special anointing. I think the beginning of the meeting, Nita mentioned about different kind of vessel. Some people, they are prophecy, they are healing. One very famous pastor, the Lord gave him the prophecy and the healing. Very, very strong. Very strong. But he's not a teacher. The Lord didn't want him to go into the teaching. But when the time changed, he just feel the Holy Spirit right now, the season is teaching season. And when there's a teaching meeting, everybody go to the meeting. A lot of people. But his position is not for teaching. He go into the teaching. teaching ministry. So then a lot of things speak wrong. Many, many mistakes. So a lot of people prophesy about his death because he let the sheep of the Lord go astray. We have to learn in our young age and willing to humble ourselves, or great. Sometimes, you know, the older, the will stronger, the controls stronger, temper stronger. So we have to, in the beginning, we're willing to yield ourselves to Him. Lord, I just give this sermon to You. Hallelujah. Put it in Your hand. May the Holy Spirit enlighten us. Let us willing to abandon ourselves. Let us be willing to do the basic. Basic. Start from the basic. Earnestly and diligently and wholeheartedly willing to do the will of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There are so many people come from different areas. Some people, they are ready. They're willing to go into the intimacy with the Lord. When we go into intimacy with the Lord, we have to abandon ourselves. Lord Jesus, I give You the praise. I give You the honor. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
That was good, wasn't it? I can say that even ministers have a difficult time with that message. They think that if they are preaching Scripture, that they are yielding to the will of God for service, because they haven't spent much time in prayer. They haven't learned His heart. And so we always need a